You're listening to the AI Ireland podcast. My name is Mark Kelly, the founder of AI Ireland. If you're new to the podcast, AI Ireland's mission is to accelerate the use of AI for the benefit of our society, our competitiveness, and everyone living in Ireland. To achieve this, we run projects of national interest, most notably the Artificial Intelligence Awards, which are occurring on the 23rd of November 2022. We wanted to contribute to a culture of sharing, cooperation, action in the Irish AI ecosystem. I'd like to say a special thank you to our sponsors and principal sponsor, Microsoft, for their continued support for the Artificial Intelligence Award. Hope you enjoyed the show today. And if you have any recommendations for future guests, please reach out to mark@aiawards.ie. Now on to the show. Hello, everybody. It's Mark Kelly here, founder of AI Ireland. Hope everyone's doing really, really well today. I'm very, very happy to welcome Mark Sugru, CTO of KinneySense, and Michael O'Byrne, ML engineer at KinneySense, to the show. Mark and Michael, very, very good to have you on the show today.
Great. Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Michael, could I ask you firstly, actually, maybe I'll ask you, Mark, if you don't mind, a little bit of an overview of KinneySense and some of the problems that you actually saw for people who don't know.
Sure. We're a Dublin-based company. Our products are designed to help police and investigators manage a video investigation from capture to court. So the idea is that it helps you gather the video evidence and work through it in a systematic and the correct way, following all the correct data procedures and evidence flow procedures, right up until you're generating your reports and walking into court. So it's used by police around the world. A lot of our customers in the UK, where the majority of police forces use our product for managing video investigations, and also a lot of countries around Europe, a lot of police in the likes of Middle East and India as well, are big customers of ours. We started more than 10 years ago, and it's been a long road of developing tools and working with our customers to fit in with their workflow primarily and help them cut down on time spent manually reviewing video. And we've been adding in, as we go, advanced analytics. That's where Michael comes in, training our algorithms for to identify different categories of object and help the police speed up their workflow and cut time.
Thank you for that overview. That was really good. Mark, can you tell us a little bit about the application, the project that you submitted for the AI Awards, which you're actually finalists for, and why this problem would be challenging to solve without the use of technology as an enabler?
Well, I'll let Michael pipe in here in a moment, because he put together the application and he is leading that side of things quite heavily. Essentially, it's all about collecting up real world CCTV and coming up with techniques to analyze that more effectively and help search the content so that you're not just staring at a screen of basically not a lot happening. You're homing in directly to what you're looking for. So Michael can talk more about the technical detail of what we're doing there.
We work on several activities. So we look at like object detection, person redaction, person re-identification, license plate detection, image authentication. And these are all kind of things that police want. So we help to build solutions that perform quite well, and also ones that can be used quite easily by police. So some of the challenges that are present are, first of all, data. A lot of data, like that's open source, isn't really relevant to surveillance applications. So like a lot of open source data sets, they contain maybe pictures of like weddings, pictures of like football matches and stuff. And the style of that imagery isn't the same style as surveillance imagery. So one of the ways we combated that challenge was we sourced our own data set. So the police made available to us a large collection of CCTV footage, which we then auto-labeled. And we were able to build better models using that CCTV imagery. So that helped our models perform quite well relative to the baseline models. But that's only half the challenge. The other half then is like making it easy for police to actually deploy our models. So our software runs on Windows 10 or 11. And it can be quite challenging for police to actually like make use out of GPU resources. So a lot of the police don't really come from a technical background. So, you know, the challenge would be to make it easy for them to install, make it easy for them to use GPU. And we did that by leveraging Onyx, which is a model format, open neural network exchange format. And with that, we were able to use GPU without like having them install NVIDIA CUDA toolkit, which can be quite hard to install on Windows. So then those two kind of combined, that allowed us to develop models which were like, you know, performed quite well and were easy to actually deploy.
Tell us a little bit about how you're helping the police, even from a kind of a novice example, because you talked about kind of saving time and energy. How does this help them?
Sure, I can give you an example. Recently enough, a police force over in the UK, they had a very high profile case. It was quite extensively covered in the media, but it involved 150,000 hours of video that they had to work through. And you can imagine that if you had to sit down and just stare at that, you know, it'd be pretty inefficient. It would take you years. So what they do is they put it through our software, and instead of having to manually watch, let's say, you know, 1,000 hours of video of a corridor, it highlights on a timeline where the activity is in time and lets you just click through event to event until you very quickly find what you're looking for. So for example, like a corridor where, you know, somebody's walking up and down once every 30 minutes. Normally you'd have to watch those 30 minutes and hope that you hadn't fallen asleep by the time somebody starts walking down the corridor, you know. But our software lets you simply go event, event, event. You can work through hours and hours and hours in a few minutes. So what they found is that for that case, it helped them save 95% of the time, and it allowed them to, instead of having an entire team of investigators working on that case, one officer was able to do the work. So they were very happy with that. They said it was the largest investigation they'd ever worked on in that police force.
95% of the time, that's an incredible return on investment statistic. That's fantastic. The amount of time that saved energy is amazing.
Yeah, it's really good. In terms of return on investment, basically the software pays for itself within a week or so of use.
Hosted by AI Ireland, the fourth annual AI Awards is taking place on Wednesday, the 23rd of November at the Gibson Hotel. This is a morning through an afternoon event where you have the opportunity to connect with some of the finest minds and organizations in the Irish artificial intelligence community. The AI Awards moves beyond a traditional awards ceremony and empowers all participants by connecting a highly innovative Irish AI community in a focused, fun yet professional setting. AI Awards welcomes data scientists and their teams to partake as a contestant or delegates in this essential AI focused event. Reach out and connect with a broader community and make crucial connections leading to new opportunities in a fast-moving field. This year we've got 12 categories across 4 nominees per category, so it's 48 finalists. So over on the day, it'll be action-packed opportunity to see case studies of real AI in action. Please feel free to reach out to Mark at AI Awards for more details, or go on to eventbrite.ie/AI Awards for tickets. Tell us a little bit more about examples for how you're actually helping your customers, because that 95% of time was a fantastic example.
Yeah, well, we had another one recently as well. The case itself was an investigation into fraud and organized crime. The police force had to go and collect video that was actually recorded by on the internal cameras of the company they were investigating. I think they said they ended up with 1 million files of video, and they worked out that if they had to review that manually, it would have taken them 300 years of man time, you know. So they were able to run that through our software, and they were able to, one person sitting down was able to work through that video in a couple of hours instead of obviously the 300 years of time. So, you know, it's video. It sounds extraordinary, these kind of numbers, but it comes down to the fact that when police have to look at CCTV that they've collected for a crime, almost none of it is relevant. There's a needle in a haystack, and it takes, if you're manually looking for that, it takes forever. but the software can scan through that video very quickly and home in on, you know, the interesting or potentially interesting events in that video, so that the person sitting behind the screen just has to have a couple of clicks on a timeline, zooms in on that important events. And of course, you're not removing the investigator. The investigator is still deciding what's important and making those reports and going to court with that evidence. It's simply about cutting down that wasted time of staring at boring video and using the investigator's time more fruitfully, you know.
Anything else coming down the line that you could chat about, new innovations, appreciate some of this stuff may be sensitive?
Yeah, sure. So some of the work Michael's working on in terms of machine learning is all about time saving. It's about using the algorithms to try and help investigators home in on, let's say, mapping one camera to the next. So let's say they find a person in one camera that's of interest for a particular investigation. Being able to find that person again in other cameras, we call it person re-identification. Trying to find them based on their appearance and their clothing, to find that person again in other cameras across, you know, an area that is where the video has been collected. That's where our work is continuing. But Michael might be able to talk a little bit more about the details and how machine learning is used for that.
So there's two parts really. There's the attribute-based search. So basically the user would put in like attributes, you know, maybe they want to find a person wearing a red top and dark pants. And then it would bring back all examples matching that criteria. The other one then would be you input a query image. So you maybe have an image of a suspect and you want to try and find that suspect again in maybe like different footage or in the same footage at a different point. So those two are both kind of person search things that we're working on at the moment.
That's great. Thank you very much. Mark, tell us a little bit more about how companies can reach out to you, find out a little bit more about what you're doing.
Sure. Well, we have a website and we're based in Merrion Square in Dublin. One of the things we're working on with other companies, for example, is we are part of a DTIF funded project called VISP, and that's with another Dublin-based company called Overcast and with Trinity College in Dublin as well. And that's where we're kind of pooling our expertise to develop new techniques for this area.
Brilliant. I've been speaking to Mark Sugo and Michael O'Byrne from KinniSense. Mark and Michael, thank you very much for your time today.
Great. Thank you very much. Thank you for having us.
Thanks very much. Thanks very much, Mark.
Membership of AI Ireland placed your organisation at the centre of the fastest growing technology sector in the world today. As a member, you'll have access to a diverse and highly engaged professional community, which is committed to driving artificial intelligence forward in Ireland. Membership of AI Ireland is for any organisation employing data and analytics. We offer memberships to corporate, government and SME organisations. Interested to find out more? Contact Mark at AIAwards.ie.